Welcome to the Sparkling Client Podcast. It's a podcast all about Silverlight. The idea is you give us a couple of minutes and we'll teach you something new. When Silverlight first came out, a lot of us had these questions about what are the best practices in Silverlight? How do I write the best applications? And although a year ago we probably couldn't have said, it turns out that we are developing some of the best practices to use in applications. And one of the chief ones is this idea of model view, view model, MVVM, one of the most confusing acronyms for a pattern I've ever seen. It's also known by Martin Fowler as the presentation model pattern. So if you've heard of that, it's the same thing. Today, we're going to cover that briefly. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about some of the competitors to this pattern, and then we'll point you at a companion screencast. A lot of people have been asking us for code. Here's the code. Go to the companion screencast, and you're going to see exactly what we're talking about. Okay, so why use it? Well, as it turns out, Silverlight applications, they get messy very, very quickly. This falls under the code behind model. It's just one of the problems when writing Silverlight applications. It's a little bit unfortunate, but it does happen. MVVM allows us to separate our concerns. It allows us to have a very clean visual interface, and that interface to be separated from the middle tier, from the view model. Now, the view model is sort of the middle piece. It sits between the model, the actual data model, and the view. And the reason it's called a view model is that it provides a very, very easy binding platform for the view. So the view model will expose these public properties that are very easy for the view to get wired up to. Now, as to which comes first, does the presenter, does the view model create the view? Does the view create the view model? Those are sort of secondary questions at this point. It turns out if you segment your code like this, if you provide a separate view model, it allows us to do things like testability. So with the view sort of abstracted away, and if we do the appropriate thing and we have an interface for our model, then we can extract this view model and we can poke at it with testing frameworks, with the Silverlight testing framework. And again, the screencast, the companion screencast has an example of this. Let's talk about some of the competitors to MVVM. One of the first ones that comes up is Model View Controller. This is getting a lot of press, especially now with the ASP.NET MVC framework. MVC is not a great technology for these sorts of applications. And the reason is the controller typically handles the user input usually almost directly in traditional MVC architectures. And this is great for the web, right? Like a controller can handle the incoming action URL, but it's not so great for Silverlight. How would a controller directly handle the user input, right? So MVC doesn't typically work out real great in Silverlight. The main alternative is the Model View Presenter. And the way I think of this is that we can sort of abstract away the interface, the user interface. We can write an interface that implements those methods, and we can swap in either a real interface for the presenter to talk to, or perhaps a test interface, a mock interface. This adds a lot of code, and it hasn't been super successful in the Silverlight world. It adds a lot of code, both in terms of, you know, you got to add the interfaces, but there's also a lot of middle tier code as well. So MVVM is one of the best ways, I think, right now of separating concerns and letting us do this testability. The companion screencast, you can find it at tinyurl.com/silverlightvm, Silverlight VM. And that just runs through a simple example of MVVM. Now, one thing in Silverlight 2, we don't have some functionality to make our user interface cleanly separated as we would like. There are technologies coming. Silverlight 3 is already out. Prism is out. Silverlight.fx is out. That can help us with that. That can help us abstract away our interface. But you can do it using code behind files, and we show an example in our screencast.
Thanks for listening. If you're interested in Silverlight 2 or Silverlight 3, go ahead and check out our website, silverbaylabs.org. That's our company where we do consulting and mentoring services for both Silverlight 2 and Silverlight 3. If you're interested in Silverlight training, see the Silverlight Tour, where I'm also an instructor.